This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Will there be a crackdown at the U.S. border with Mexico? The AP's Ben Thomas with what we're learning.
The White House is exploring options President Biden could deploy without congressional approval to enact a crackdown at the southern border. Three people familiar with the deliberations say the administration is considering using provisions of federal immigration law that former President Trump repeatedly used, specifically a section of the Immigration and Nationality Act, which gives a president broad leeway to block entry of certain immigrants if it would be detrimental to the national interest. It could be used in a variety of ways, including having the ban kick in when illegal border crossings hit a certain number. That echoes a provision in the Senate border deal that Republicans ultimately rejected, which would have put the threshold at 5,000 daily for a five-day average. Ben Thomas, Washington.
The president is canceling federal student loans for more than 150,000 borrowers.
It helps everyone, not just the people whose debt is relieved, but when people in student debt relief, they buy homes, they start businesses, they contribute, they engage in the community in ways they weren't able to before. It actually grows the economy. It grows the economy.
The University of Alabama at Birmingham Health System is pausing in vitro fertilization treatments for the moment. Healthcare providers are weighing the impact of a state court ruling that frozen embryos are the legal equivalent of children. Overseas now, France says Russia recently threatened to shoot down French aircraft patrolling in international airspace over the Black Sea. Paris calls that particularly aggressive. A member of Israel's war cabinet says new efforts are underway to reach a ceasefire deal that could pause the war in Gaza. In Venezuela, at least 14 people have been killed in the collapse of an illegally operated gold mine in central Venezuela. This is AP News. Now about Alzheimer's.
A new study offers a closer look at the domino-like sequence of brain changes that lead to Alzheimer's disease. A large study in China tracked middle-aged and older adults for 20 years. Using regular brain scans, spinal taps, and other tests, people who eventually developed Alzheimer's had higher levels of an Alzheimer's-linked protein in their spinal fluid 18 years prior to diagnosis. Every few years after that, the study detected another so-called biomarker of brewing trouble. Scientists don't know exactly how Alzheimer's forms. An early sign is a sticky protein called beta amyloid, which over time builds up into brain-clogging plaques. It's not enough alone to damage memory, but abnormal tau protein that forms neuron-killing tangles is one of several co-conspirators. The findings have no practical implications yet, but it offers a timeline for how these abnormalities pile up. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.